The Music Hall with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Trudy Irwin, the Charioteers, Ken Carpenter, and taking Brother Bing's place, Bob Crosby.
There's gonna be a hallelujah day when the boys have all come home to stay. And a million bands begin to play. We'll be dancing the victory polka. And when we've lit the torch of liberty in each blacked out land across the sea, when a man can proudly say I'm free, we'll be dancing the victory polka. And we will give a mighty cheer when a ration book is just a souvenir. And we'll heave a mighty sigh when each gal can kiss the boy she kissed goodbye. And they'll come marching down Fifth Avenue, the United Nations in review. When this lovely dream has all come true, we'll be dancing the victory polka.
There's gonna be a hallelujah day when the boys have all come home to stay. And a million bands begin to play. We'll be dancing the victory polka.
And when we've lit the torch of liberty in each blacked out land across the sea, when a man can proudly say I'm free, we'll be dancing the victory polka.
And we will give a mighty cheer when a ration book is just a souvenir. And we'll heave a mighty sigh when each gal can kiss the boy she kissed goodbye.
And they'll come marching down Fifth Avenue, the United Nations in review.
When this lovely dream has all come true, we'll be dancing.
We'll be romancing.
We'll be dancing and romancing the victory polka.
This evening, neighbors, like Ken said, our guest is Bob Hope. Now, as you
say,
know...
I understand that on that Sunday night show of yours, you're looking for talent high and low.
Well, we always are.
Well, how come you never found me?
We never looked that low.
Well, let's face the facts, bud. Last year, I was an unknown failure. But a year makes a big difference.
Yeah, this year, you're a known failure.
Oh, he doesn't like
it. Well, look, if you're so talented, Yuki, why don't you write your autobiography?
Well, how can I? I'm still alive.
You want to bet?
Say, maybe people would like to hear me quote nursery rhymes.
Well, that's kind of silly, isn't it?
Of course not. Listen to this one from Mother Goose. Hi, diddle, diddle, the cat and the fiddle, the cow jumped over the moon.
You mean to say that you don't think that's silly, a cow jumping over a moon?
No, beef is higher than that today.
Mm-hmm. And you just made several points.
I know. Here's another one. Maybe you like this one. Rub-a-dub-dub, three men in a tub.
What's that from?
A housing shortage.
Well, that's pretty good, Yuki, but I don't think my Sunday show has a spot for you right now.
Well, don't be hasty. I can also play the ukulele.
Really?
Maybe you'd prefer to hear one of my own original numbers.
Oh, you write songs, too. Where do you get your ideas?
Oh, I find them all over. For instance, yesterday I saw a woman double parked in front of the post office, so I wrote a song about it.
A song about a woman parked in front of a post office?
Sure, Postal Parking Mama. Which?
That did it, that did it. There's definitely no opening for you or your songs on my Sunday show.
Well, of course, I can also tell fables with morals.
Original, too, I presume.
Sure, here's one of them. Once upon a time, there was a little dog that ate all the butcher's sausage. This made him so happy, he barked and barked until the butcher got wise and made sausage out of him.
Well, what's the moral?
Keep your mouth shut when you're full of baloney.
I'll buy that for you.
Thank you very much.
And while Yuki practices what he preaches, Judy and I will get on with a little thing called, well, we just couldn't say goodbye.
We thought that love was over, that we were really true.
I said I didn't love her, that we'd begin anew.
And you can all believe me, we sure intended to.
But we just couldn't say goodbye.
The chair and then the sofa, they broke right down and cried.
Why, the curtain started waving for me to come inside.
I tell you confidentially, the tears were hard to hide.
But we just couldn't say goodbye.
The clock was striking 12 o'clock. It smiled on us below. With folded hands, it seemed to say, we'll miss you if you go.
So I went back and kissed her, and when I looked around, the room was singing love songs and dancing up and down.
And now we're both so happy, because at last we found that we just couldn't say goodbye.
Striking 12 o'clock, it smiled on us below.
With folded hands, it seemed to say, we're gonna miss you if you should go.
So I went back and kissed her, and when I looked around, the room was singing love songs and dancing up and down. And now we're both so happy, because at last we found that we just couldn't say goodbye.
Never have taken to roaming. I should never have left all my friends. Cause I dream of the Red River Valley and the home where the great river bends.
From this valley they say you are going. I will miss your bright eyes and sweet smile. For they say you are taking the sunshine that has brightened my path for a while.
Just consider a while ere you leave me. Do not hasten to bid me adieu. And remember the Red River Valley and the girl who has loved you so true.
Oh, her hair was all yellow and flowing, like the gold of a bright western sky. And her eyes was the blue of the mountain, and they cried when we whispered goodbye.
Well, just consider a while ere you leave me. Do not hasten to bid me adieu. And remember the Red River Valley and the girl who has loved you so true. But I'm so tired, awful, awful tired of rolling.
Yes, and someday when I've sung every song, Bible this day,
I'll
one mellow day
to the valley,
valley where I belong.
Ah, that's good going, man. Well, here, neighbors, is my brother Bing's invaluable colleague on many a jerky road, Bob Hope.
Who writes these things?
Everett. Bob, I think everybody ought to know how well you look.
Well, thank you very much, Rob. Thank you.
You put on a little weight, didn't you? You look so tan, you know, and kind of rested. You been away?
Yeah, I went to visit some friends of mine who took an island in the Mediterranean.
That trip across the Atlantic by air?
Oh, it's easy, Ken, till you come over England and Scotland. And it's so foggy around there, especially Scotland. Just to show you how foggy it is, one Scotchman ran three cows dry before he found out he wasn't playing the bagpipe.
Bob, were you scared flying the ocean?
Well, we made a forced landing on the ocean, but my goose pimples kept the plane afloat.
A forced landing, oh man. Anything else exciting happen?
This kid wants a double feature. How about it?
Do you have any trouble flying at those high altitudes?
Yeah, I had quite a bit of trouble with my nose, Ken. One afternoon, I stuck my head out of the plane and changed three eagles into robin redbreasts. No kidding, we were flying along one day at 20,000 feet when we ran out of gas.
What happened?
Well, first the co-pilot bailed out, then the pilot bailed out. I yelled, "Hey, what about me? I haven't any parachute." They said, "We're leaving you the whole plane."
Say, Bing tells me you had a pretty rough time over in Africa.
Yeah, but those troops treated me swell. Whenever they captured a Nazi headquarters, they invited me to be the first to go in.
Oh, is that so, huh?
Yeah, what's a booby trap? What is that? Of course, I was very friendly with everybody, especially General Eisenhower. I called him by his nickname, Ike.
Oh, that's great, Bob. What'd he call you?
Well, during the heat of battle, everybody gets excited.
Well,
no, so far we haven't missed Bing a bit, have we?
Bob, when you were in North Africa, did you see any Egyptian tombs?
Oh, sure.
Well, did you see King Tut?
No, he was down taking his physical, Ken. But to get into the meat of this thing, I'm here for a reason, boy.
What's that?
Well, I've heard your Sunday show, and I like the way you work. And
thank you.
I'm thinking of breaking in a new Crosby.
No kidding, Bob? Me, Bob?
Absolutely, Bob.
Thanks, Bob.
Hold it. Let's stop Bob and Halloween's over, boy. Look, if you go with me, we'll change your name.
Well, ain't it kind of unlucky to change a person's name?
Yeah, you're right. Look what keeps happening to Tommy Manville. You got to think of that, don't you?
Well, now, wait. You're not really thinking of switching Crosby's, are you, Bob?
Oh, why not? If I can get a later model Crosby with a little extra wear in it. A man can't be sentimental about his old Crosby's, you know. The one I'm using now was a snappy little runabout once, but it's beginning to squeak. The rumble seat's sagging, the valves are knocking, and the pipes are rusty.
You mean Bing's got a ping?
Yeah, no horsepower. You look in great condition, Bob. Could you keep up with me in athletics?
Oh, I don't know. You got much muscle?
Feel, boy.
Say, I'll bet the only reason you want me to work with you is because Bing can beat you at golf.
Are you kidding? Any day that guy can beat me at golf.
Well, can he?
Yeah, any day.
Say, Bob, in any of those air raids in North Africa, did you show the white feather?
The white feather? What's that?
Well, you know, it's when you get frightened, when you shiver all over, and your skin turns green, and your spine turns to jelly.
Is that showing the white feather?
Yeah.
Shake hands with an ostrich. I like him. He leads the applause. I like him. You've got to come with me. But I'm glad we didn't have to take care of Bing when we started running for foxholes.
What do you mean, take care of Bing?
Well, he embarrasses me. You know, every time we get on a crowded bus, some old lady gets up to offer Bing a seat.
Well, that is embarrassing, isn't it?
Yeah, and he always beats me to the seat. That's what burns me. How can an old man like that be so fast?
Oh, Bing's not so old.
Not so old. You ever notice those crow's feet?
Oh, well, lots of people have crow's feet.
Yeah, but not with fallen arches.
Honestly, I think you men are awful. The way you're talking about Bing must certainly be making his ears burn.
What a four-alarm fire.
Hey, listen, you can't knock Bing like that.
The things you see now that they've lifted the dim out.
Just the same, I'm not going to stand here quietly and let you guys knock Bing.
Well, what are you going to do about it, Yuki?
Get into the conversation. You know, I hope it's going to be pretty tough breaking into Lou Crosby. After all, Bing has got that certain something that made him a success.
Well, what's that?
I knew I'd use it myself.
I knew it wouldn't work.
It wouldn't, huh? Listen to this. I do
a... Just pause a second. I'm working on it. Get your 17 coupon off that last joke.
Look, I can do a perfect imitation of Bing. Listen to this. When the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, boo-boo-boo-boo, 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 boo.
Who sent you over here, Frank Sinatra?
Who sent you?
Say, personally, I thought it was a little better than the old gravel neck. Really, I did.
Now, wait, I don't think this is right, Bob. I mean, knocking Bing when he's not here to defend himself.
Well, why isn't he here?
He's out selling war bonds.
There you are. He's selling war bonds. You're supposed to hold him till the war is over. I told him. Hey. By the way, Bob, before you can take Bing's place in my life, I've got to know one thing.
What's that, Bob?
Well, there's been a lot of publicity about Bing being your brother, but tell me truthfully, isn't he really your father?
Say, Bob, I mean Bob Hope.
What is it, John? I mean John Pot. Scott. All right. Don't say a word. Just stand there and let me look at you. Look at that. And people say Los Angeles is spread out. How do they steer you, anyway? Whichever Crosby you finally wind up with, Bob, I'd be mighty proud to be in your next road picture.
Well, we got just the thing for you, John Scott. You can have the title role in our next, The Road to Boulder Dam.
What kind of part is it?
You play the part of a sand hog.
Me, a sand hog? What does I do?
You sit on the beach and hog the sand.
Listen, Bob, I'm not so chubby. I've dropped 26 pounds.
Maybe, John, but you didn't drop them far enough.
Listen, Bob, I've just been thinking. Suppose Bing's away someplace trying to find someone to replace you.
You're making an awful lot of a straight line there, boy.
Grand spacing you had. Is Max Reinhardt listening to you tonight? What is that?
Trying to replace me? Are you kidding, Yuki? Do you know what a man would have to take my place?
Yeah, a putty nose and two yo-yo jokes. Yeah.
It's going to be a great year, Bob. You and me.
And Betty Hutton?
Oh, yeah, Betty Hutton. A blockbuster with lipstick.
Say, Bob, does she really bounce around
does
so much?
Does she bounce? I'm the only leading man in Hollywood who has to play love scenes on a pogo stick. But she's wonderful. After Paramount saw Betty Hutton with me, and let's face it, they called her the solid bombshell.
Well, what do they call you?
The soft eggshell.
And you want me to build you up like Bing does?
Listen, Bob, let's face this thing man to man. Figure what you stand to gain by taking Bing's place with me. You know, they think pretty well of me over at Paramount. So how about it? How about you coming with me?
Yeah, but I have a contract with Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer.
Then how about me coming with you?
Well, I'll think about it, Bob.
Never mind. On second thought, I'll carry on with Bing. After all, he's got to take care of all those kids.
Yeah, Bing's got quite a brood.
Yeah, what's he trying to do? Get his own basic seven?
Rolling through this unfriendly world.
Oh, I'm a
rolling. rolling through the sun, friendly world.
Oh, I'm a rolling, rolling, rolling. I'm a rolling through the sun, friendly world.
Oh, brothers, won't you help me? Oh, brothers, won't you help me to pray? Oh, brothers, won't you help me?
Help me in the service of the Lord.
Lord, rolling, 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 rolling through the sun-friendly world.
Ooh, I'm a rolling, rolling, rolling,
I'm a rolling
through the sun-friendly world.
Now
let's go down to Jordan, oh, Lord, let's go down to Jordan, oh, let's go down to Jordan Alley. Glory, hallelujah, let's go down to Jordan, oh, Lord, let's go down to Jordan, Lord, oh, let's go down to Jordan, hallelujah.
I'm a rolling,
rolling, rolling, I'm a rolling, 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 I'm a rolling down to Jordan Alley. Rolling, rolling,
I'm
rolling, 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 I'm a rolling, 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 I'm a rolling down to Jordan Alley.
Oh, sisters, won't you help me? Oh, sisters, won't you help me to pray? Oh, sisters, won't you help me?
Help me in the service of the Lord.
Lord, rolling, 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 I'm a rolling, rolling, rolling,
I'm a rolling
through this unfriendly world. Oh, I'm a rolling, 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 I'm a rolling through this unfriendly world. Oh, I'm a rolling, 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 I'm rolling through this unfriendly world. Oh, I'm a rolling, 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 I'm rolling through this unfriendly world.
Don't throw bouquets at me. Don't please my folks too much.
Don't laugh at my jokes too much.
People will say we're in love.
Don't sigh and gaze at me. Your size are so like mine.
Your eyes mustn't glow like mine.
People will say we're in love.
Don't start collecting things. Give back my rose and my glove.
They're suspecting things. People will say we're in love.
Every night, why do I shake with pride? Because my dynamite changed her mind about me. Oh, Dinah, if she wanted to China, I would hop an ocean liner just to be with Annalee.
Dinah, is there anyone finer in the state of Carolina? If there isn't, you know her. Show her to me, oh Dinah. With her Dixie eyes blazing, how I love to sit and gaze in to the eyes of Dinah Lee. It seems that every night, why do I shake with fright? I'm shaking cause Dinah might change her mind about me. Oh, if she took a trip to China, I would hop an ocean liner. There is nothing here that's finer than my Dinah Lee.
Dinah,
oh, Dinah,
Dinah,
ain't nothing finer.
Dinah,
down in Carolina,
Dinah Lee.
Oh, Dinah,
Dinah,
it's amazing.
Dinah,
love to sit and gaze into Dinah Lee. Seems that every night, why do I shake with pride? I'm shaking because Dinah might change her mind about me. She's my gal, Dinah.
She's my gal, Dinah.
There's no one finer.
There's no one finer.
I'd take a trip to China.
I'd take a trip to China.
Just to be with Dinah Lee.
Just to be with Dinah Lee.
I don't know why I love you like I do. I don't know why I just do. I don't know why you thrill me like you do. I don't know why, but you do. You never seem to want my romancing. The only time you hold me is when we're dancing. I don't know why I love you like I do. I don't know why, but I do.
I don't know why.
I don't know why.
I love you like I do.
I love you like I do.
I don't know why, but I do. Baby, I don't know why you thrill me like you do. I don't know why, but you do.
You never seem to want my romancing. The only time you hold me is when we're dancing. I don't know. I love you like I do. I don't know why, babe. I just do. I love you.
This rebroadcast of the Music Hall was produced in the United States of America.